The World Cup begins 2 weeks from today. Protests and strikes have been plaguing Brazil in the run-up to soccer's largest tournament. The host country is also trying to contain another problem, an epidemic of dengue fever. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Sao Paulo.
Prefeitura, combate a dengue!
In São Paulo's poor north zone, in the neighborhood of Tucuruvi, teams of city workers knock on doors, warning people to take pets and small children out of the area.
Bom dia. Do combate à prevenção à dengue.
Quickly after, men in hazmat suits with metal cylinders strapped to their backs, looking like something out of E.T., start spraying the street and some of the interiors of the homes with powerful pesticides. This is the front line of the war on dengue in São Paulo.
Bastos de Souza agora.
Nancy Marçal Bastos da Souza is a biologist who works with the city authorities. This year, dengue transmission has been much more significant in São Paulo, she says, than in any other year. We spray the neighborhoods where we have a confirmed case of someone contracting dengue, so we know there are dengue-carrying mosquitoes there, she says. Dengue has long been a problem in Brazil. In fact, Brazil has more recorded cases of dengue fever than any other country in the world, some 1 million on average a year. The infection is carried by female mosquitoes that bite during the day, and it's passed on through their female offspring. Its symptoms include fever, aching joints, and headaches. There's no treatment or vaccine, and a rarer form of the disease, hemorrhagic dengue, can be fatal. There is a concern that international visitors could get infected during the World Cup and they could spread the disease back in their home countries.
My name is Celso Granato. I am the chief of clinical virology laboratory. I am the chief of the discipline of infectious disease.
There are four different kinds of strains of dengue, all active in Brazil. Granato says one of the reasons dengue is so prevalent here is because of poor water infrastructure.
And so people have to put water in a space close to their homes. There the mosquito comes, breeds. A mosquito is very well adapted to the surroundings of your house.
Mosquito eggs can survive up to a year. So he says the key to combating dengue is persistence. You have to use a combination of controls like spraying, even when there aren't that many cases, as the infection comes in waves. But he says the local governments here don't do that.
So what a public administrator usually thinks, well, this year we didn't have dengue. Don't worry about next year. You know how politicians are. They are usually short-viewed.
A new project in the Brazilian state of Bahia with genetically modified mosquitoes has shown early promise, but it's still in the test phase. So there's been little to stop the spike in São Paulo, Brazil's biggest city, has a population of 20 million. There have been over 6,000 cases here so far, almost 60,000 in the state as a whole. Hospitals have been overrun. Granato says once dengue arrives somewhere, it's there to stay.
E lá na minha rua, é uma rua pequena, ela só tem quarteirão.
Antonio Rio Sobrino is a lawyer in his 70s, and he began to feel sick on a Friday, he tells me. He went home early from work, and he quickly got worse. He was rushed to the hospital, where after a lengthy period, he was diagnosed with hemorrhagic dengue.
Da casa vizinha, do lado...
He says he's been living in his neighborhood for 60 years, and there had never been a single case of dengue. In fact, dengue was rare in São Paulo generally. But this year, just on his street, 15 people came down with the infection. He says he was lucky to survive. He says this year was bad, and he fears next year could be worse. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.